Hey everyone, thanks for joining us. This is Steve. Now, just before we start the show, you may not have heard, we got some pretty bad news Sunday night. Oh man. Nat Fyfe suffered a back injury. Some reports are suggesting it's pretty serious. Others are a bit more optimistic. We have no idea. We're terrified though. He's one of the top midfielders in the game. Now, this is our midfield ranking show, and we'd already recorded it prior to the news breaking. And this being the Christmas period, we haven't had time to adjust and re-record the show before Wednesday's release date, so it's going out as planned. We'll obviously talk about the repercussions of this in the coming shows, but for now, the show will be going out as planned for you, the listener, on Wednesday. Oh man, I don't want to think about it. Can we just start the show, guys?
Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Draft Doctors. It is Midfielder Madness. How are you, Steve?
I'm good, but I'm feeling mad from all this midfielder madness, doing all my rankings.
It has been very frustrating, hasn't it?
Yeah, I feel like I've been bouncing off these walls just because it's once you get down to those guys, it's really tough to separate them.
It certainly is. Just before we get into it, how was your Christmas, mate?
It was all right. I ate a lot.
Turkey?
Turkey
fan?
Turkey.
Oh, yeah, love the turkey.
Wild turkey as well.
Wild turkey.
Turkey. Ooh, and wild turkey.
Spirit.
Yeah.
Dangerous territory. Nah, just a nice few craft beers for me over Christmas lunch. Well, today we will be talking midfielders, but before that, if you'd like to follow us on social media, hit us up at Twitter, at The Draft Doctors, or Facebook. Head to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors. Hit the like button. Let's leave us a comment, see what you... tell us what you think.
Ask us a question.
And I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions after today's show on these midfielders.
Yeah.
Or if you want to send us an email, hit us up at gmail.com. thedraftdoctors@gmail.com. The way we're going to work this today, when we read out a player, we're going to mention their Supercoach average and ranks first. Yeah. And then the dream teams come second.
Yeah.
So let's get into it.
Yeah.
Number one, Ablett.
Yeah, I got him number one.
Yep.
Yeah, I got him number one in Supercoach. I got him number two in Dream Team.
Number two in Dream Team? Number one for me, just all day long.
So, number two in Supercoach, I've got Nat Fyfe.
Number three for me.
I got him at 9 in Dream Team, though.
Just outside my top 10 for me. I think there's a few other better players there.
I think a lot of people probably like Fyfe for over Ablett this year in terms of salary cap games and maybe even regular games.
Do you think with the injuries and suspensions that Fyfe has?
I don't know. That's just my gut feeling, what people might think. But I think for salary cap, Ablett's so cheap, you got to go him. And I think he's just a machine. I love Ablett.
Oh, so do I. I haven't even touched Fyfe in my salary cap games this year.
Yeah. Number three in Supercoach, I got Patrick Dangerfield.
Number two for me. Haven't had his best year this year with a 119 average in Supercoach and 106 in fantasy.
Yeah, I got him 15 in Dream Team formats.
11 for me, so M2 there for me.
Yeah, just not the same amount of volume possessions, and he's a contested player. That's why his Supercoach average is so much better.
Absolutely.
Number four in Supercoach, but number three in Dream Team for me, Scott Dependleberry.
Mr. Dependleberry for me, number four in both formats, actually.
Yep.
Just gets it done. 116 average Supercoach, 111 Dream Team.
Scored the most midfield points last year in Supercoach, and number two in Dream Team.
And never misses again.
Surprisingly to Jack Stephen.
Yeah.
He really had a great year.
Yep.
Number five for me in Supercoach, I've got Tom Rockliffe. He is my number one Dream Team midfielder, though.
I had him... Why did it say number seven there? He's not number seven for me. He's definitely a top three pick, number three for me. He's just had the injuries last year, but he's back, he's fit.
So you had him where, sorry?
Supercoach, I had him 6.
Yep.
Fantasy 3.
Yep, okay.
Yep.
I just remember that 130 average year in Dream Team 2 years ago, and love it. All right, and I think he got. I think he's going to be the most owned player in Supercoach, or close to it.
550,000. Yeah, cannot pass that.
He's got to be the highest owned.
And I think he's the same price in fantasy from memory.
He's cheap.
Yeah, he's, lock it in.
Yeah,
set and forget, people.
Number six in Supercoach, I got JPK from Sydney Swans. Got him at 6 in Dream Team also.
7 and 7 for me.
Okay, so we both like him.
110 average and 107, 5th and 4th. And again, never misses games. Just quality player.
Love him. 7 in Supercoach, but 11 in Dream Team is Matt Prittis.
Okay, I've got him number 8 and number 9.
Okay. Okay, so... Oh, we're pretty close.
Yeah.
We're pretty close. He doesn't miss games in a good team.
Gets the ball.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to outperform these numbers from last year.
No.
But it'll be more of the same.
Do you think maybe his output drops ever so slightly with Redden coming in?
No, I don't think so. He wins his own ball and all that. So I like Matt Prittis. Number 8, I got Joel Selwood. Played the 20 games last year. Probably one of his worst from a statistical standpoint for a few years. I got him at 8 in Supercoach. 14 in Dream Team.
Okay, yeah. Slightly higher on Joel Selwood in Supercoach. Had him at number 5. I just think with the addition of Dangerfield to that midfield, he's just going to go back to those awesome 120s and 115s we saw in previous years. Again, lower in Dream Team. Had him at 12.
Okay. Number 9 for Supercoach for me, I've got Rory Sloane.
Okay, pretty close. I had him at number 10.
Yep. And I got him at... Well, this is the big difference. I got him at 29 in Dream Team.
Okay, so we're close on that too. I had him at 30. Just
wow, that's surprising. we didn't read these numbers out before, people, but that's amazing that we both have him so high and then so low.
I mean, he's just, again, like Dangerfield, contested beast. That's where he gets his points. Where Dream Team just doesn't reward that. Yeah, he gets the volume, but again...
You're not concerned about the Dangerfield leaving aspect at all, or you feel pretty comfortable?
I mean, he might get a few more points, but if Brad Crouch plays, then he might be just same still and just keep knocking out that 110 and 96 average.
Yep. Okay, so number 10, rounding out my midfield ones. Okay, just for the listeners, we break it down. The way we break it down in terms of mid one, mid two, is just we section them off into terms of 10 player brackets.
Yep.
And we'll call our first 10 mid ones, call the second 10 mid twos. Pretty simple, even football fans like us understand it. So the end of my mid ones is Dane Beams.
Okay, yeah, number 9 for me in Supercoach.
I got him at 13 in Dream Team though.
Yeah, mid two for me, that probably 15 bracket for me.
Yeah, love him, very effective, kicks goals, delivers the ball inside 50.
Only knock on him would just be that slight injury concern, I would say, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be it.
But... Quality player.
We've seen him go big before.
Yeah.
And I think, last year he was fantastic until he started missing games. So.
And that was towards the end of the season.
Yeah, in your finals.
Yeah, when you want them to go down.
Yeah. Number 11, I've got Robbie Gray, lost his forward status, so mid only.
Number 11 again for me, Supercoach as well, had the 110 average this year in Supercoach.
Yep. Where you got him in Dream Team though? This will be interesting.
Got him in the top 10.
Wow.
Hang on. No, I don't, sorry. No. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong person here.
when you said that, my head just went, what?
Sorry, just a bit of a Christmas hangover here.
I got him at 38.
Yeah, with that average, 96, it's way down for me.
Yeah, he's not a volume player.
No.
Well, I mean, he gets a lot of it, but, you know, he's a goal kicker. He delivers the ball inside 50, wins clearances, all that sort of great Supercoach stuff, although... But, Yeah, it just doesn't quite do it for Dream Team.
No.
Number 12, I've got Callan Ward. Finished as the number 7th midfielder in Supercoach last year by total points. And I got him at number 21 in Dream Team.
Okay, so for Supercoach, I've got him at number 17.
Yep.
I had him in my team and he'd go missing for me.
Yeah. But you still got him as a mid too. There's just other guys you prefer in front of him.
Yeah, and again, 17 for Dream Team.
Yeah, for me, he's a big no-no in salary cap formats. But
no, he'll get to that one massive game. But I don't know. You think with Treloar going out, he gets a few more points?
No, I think it benefits other guys. I think he's very same.
Yep.
Yep. So number 13, I had last year's big breakout player in Dan Hannabury.
Okay.
Finished as a second player in Supercoach and third overall in Dream Team. Big averages, 114 and 111.
Yep.
So I've got him at number 8 in Dream Team, but 13 in Supercoach.
Very close again. 12 for me in Supercoach and 6 for Dream Team.
So you see a little bit of regression for Hannabury as well?
Just a little bit.
A little bit, not too much.
Yep.
They got a lot of midfielders there. It's hard to give everyone... Because he used to play a little bit more outside.
Yeah.
And
now that he's gotten that bigger body, he's 25, yeah. 26, he's put on a bit of mass and...
And he really was a gun, like tackler. He did everything.
Yeah.
He gets a lot of the ball, but I just... You know, now there's Parker's back and Mitchell's there and Kennedy's still going to get his for mine. He just takes a slight hit.
Yeah. But still a quality... M2.
Hey, you can't go wrong as an M2. Still a captain option.
Yep.
So number 14, I got David Mundy. Really had a career year last year. 113 average, Supercoach, 105 Dream Team.
Yep.
Got him at 26, though, in Dream Team.
Wow, that's a big one. I had him at 14 for Supercoach.
So that's the same?
Yep. And actually, went at 8.
Eight, wow, so we got that way apart.
Yeah, just thinking he's going to hold that 105 average, and as a pure mid, that'd be good for me.
Yeah, he just drops away for mine. I feel like, he really got the volume. There's a little bit of a question mark for mine.
Yep.
As to, does he stay pure mid? Does he shift a bit?
I know he was defender mid last year for fantasy.
Yeah, he shifted after round 6 in that first position shift.
Yep. I haven't checked the stats, but is he still that for 26? No, so he's pure mid. Okay, so I did not realise that, so he probably could slide for me if that's the case.
Oh, look, I mean, if he averages 105, then fine, that's justified the position, but yep. He's a classy player, but I just, for mine, 26 feels
just about right.
I don't see there's any upside. I don't think he's going to outperform those numbers.
No, you think that's his ceiling then?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Number 15, I've got Dyson Heppel.
Again, 15 for me.
And 16 in Dream Team.
13.
Okay, so pretty similar. Yep. We both like Dyson Heppel.
And I think if Louis fit, might get a few more points there.
Yeah, I really like Dyson Heppel. I think he's a quality player. I think, Joe being back helps.
Yep.
I think there's a couple of emerging midfielders there. He really stepped up as a leader last year. I thought he was fantastic. Yeah. And yeah, I think he can get a couple extra points.
Again,
and
doesn't miss a game either.
No, he doesn't miss. He's just a gun. I really like Dyson Heppel.
Yep.
Number 16, I've got Adam Treloar. Moved over to Collingwood. Had great numbers in his fourth year again. 107 in Supercoach, 104 average in Dream Team. Got him ranked 23rd though in Dream Team.
Okay, 18th for me in Supercoach and 19th for Dream Team.
Okay, I feel like his volume slips a little bit, especially at the start of the year.
Yep.
Moving to the new team. I'm looking at him as a trade target in Dream Team. I know we mentioned that on the Traded Players show.
Absolutely.
He could keep doing the same, but for mine just takes a slight...
He's a very interesting one, isn't he, where he could increase his points or even slightly decrease the points.
Yeah, I think Collingwood people are probably going to be on him a little bit more.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is strange because I'm a Collingwood supporter. Don't hate me. But yeah, I think he's going to... I don't think Collingwood are going to be as good as people think. And I think
for the first 10 rounds, they will be.
No, they won't. They've got a really hard draw.
Okay.
So I think Treloar's going to take a little bit of a possession hit.
Yep.
Not great.
So maybe instead of a 27 average, might slip down to a 24-ish type thing.
Yeah. And I like I said, I think he's a really good trade target after about 5 or 6 rounds. He's a classy player. He'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But, just 16 and 23 for me to start off. Number 17, I got his new teammate, Steel Sidebottom. Elite runner, finds the possessions, finds the goals. I got him at 25, though, in Dream Team.
33 for Supercoach and Dream Team for me.
Okay, so this is a big one because we're more than a round apart.
Yep.
You tell me where the drop comes.
I just say, again, with that addition to Treloar, and from the coach's mouth, he said he's going to be spending more time forward. So not going to get as much midfield time as before. I think he's the one who takes the hit for Treloar. There are going to be players like that with big players like Dangerfield coming into Geelong. We've heard Cam Guthrie's now going to the James Kelly role, so therefore his average is going to take a hit, and that's just how I see it.
Oh man, Cam Guthrie's going into the James Kelly role. He's going to start wearing a cup.
Yep.
Oh man, slid that one in. All right, okay, so you see Sidebottom dropping a bit. I think he does more of the same. We've seen him go big before, but...
Oh, yeah,
I can understand the hesitation. And, hey, guys, if you don't like a player for whatever reason, don't draft him.
I mean, fantastic player, but, yeah, just a bit of a yellow flag for me. Just want to see how he tracks over the preseason.
Yeah. Number 18 in Supercoach, I got Jack Stephen. Number 10 for me in Dream Team. I just couldn't ignore that he finished as the number one player.
Supercoach, I've got him at 25.
Okay. Oh, well, they're only six spots apart.
Yep, but Dream Team number four.
Okay, so again, we're six spots apart.
Yeah. But yeah, awesome numbers. Can't complain. Runs all day, tackles, does everything.
Yeah.
You'd reckon he's going ahead of Armitage as that midfield leader?
Oh, no doubt he's better than... He's a better player than Armitage. I don't know if he's more of a leader.
Yeah.
Because we saw him have a monster year three seasons ago.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, yeah, I think he's a great player, but I don't know if he's a... Nah. Well, I mean, they still got Montagna, don't they?
Yeah, but he's... Yeah, they've got that DPP mid-forward.
Oh, but I mean just as a leader.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's the dog in the St Kilda midfield that I want.
Yeah.
Okay. So, number 19 in Supercoach, but number 7 in Dream Team, I've got Tom Mitchell from Sydney.
Okay, 16... In Supercoach for me, just I like him a lot. And number 9 for Dream Team.
What a Dream Team beast.
Oh, just racks it up, doesn't miss. Oh, sorry, only misses when he can't get a game. Or,
yeah, but when they leave him to get 50 touches in the knee.
Yeah, that's right. And what was it, 280 Supercoach
points? Yeah. Oh, man.
Good job, Sydney coaching staff.
There's, you know what there must be? There's still remnants of Paul Roos in that box. And must they're just be. Keeping Tom Mitchell out of the side. Come on, Longmire. Get it together. All right, number 20, rounding out my mid-twos for Supercoach, I've got his teammate, Luke Parker.
Okay, I had Parker number 19 for me.
So, very close.
Yep, and a bit lower on Dream Team, actually. Probably in... Where do I have him? Mid-3.
I got him 28.
Yep.
So, we both have him as a mid-3.
Yep.
I like Luke Parker, good player. I think he bounces back. He's too good not to.
Yeah, that leg break, still a bit of a question, but I think... He did that still in the home and away season, didn't he?
Yep, round 20.
Okay.
So I was in the States.
Yep. I just had a thing in my mind that it was in the finals, so that's fine.
He'll be... It was in the Supercoach finals.
Ah, that's... Well, there you go.
There you go.
Yep. That was in my mind, but okay, that's all good.
Yep.
He should be fine for round one.
Okay, and the next player I want to talk about is the first player to make it into my Supercoach rankings that misses out on my Dream Team rankings. Number 21, Marcus Bontempelli.
Bottom smelly. I've got him at number 20.
Okay, so one spot different apart. 103 average in Supercoach, 92 in Dream Team. Loses the forward status.
Yes, and that's massive. Boom. Love the Bont. This is a guy who can get 14 possessions and still score 100.
Yeah.
That takes a massive hit in Dream Team, so yeah, very irrelevant.
The volume's not there at all.
I mean, he's only just turned 20 years old. I mean,
yeah.
This guy, I love this kid. I'm going to chuck a $10 note on him for a Brownlow. Every year until he wins one, hopefully. Love him, but not fantasy relevant.
Okay, well, not fantasy relevant. We got him ranked at 21.
Dream Team, I mean.
Okay. But I don't like him at all in Supercoach.
No, now that
Not Supercoach, salary cap.
Especially, yeah.
Love him in Supercoach. If he had him salary cap.
If he had that mid forward status, yeah, salary cap, I'd have him.
Yeah. So number 22, I got old man with the most dangerous knees in the business, Sam Mitchell. And I got him at 24 in Dream Team.
30 and 30.
Okay, so you're a little bit more down on him than I am, but not to the point where we're outside of a round apart.
Yeah, I just think
finishes at 25 and 27th total in Supercoach and Dream Team in the rankings. 108 average in Supercoach, 103 in Dream Team.
Yeah, I just find a bit older though. Maybe want to blood some new younger blokes for the Hawthorn midfield. So might even go back in defence and spend some time there. Yeah, that's why I've got him just lower.
I love him. Finds a ball.
Oh, great player.
Doesn't rely on speed to find it.
No.
You won't find a better opposite foot kick in the league.
No. But it's just a year older.
Okay.
And Hawthorn want to blood some new blokes to keep up at the top there.
Okay, so number 23, I've got another old bastard, Dane Swan.
Wow, okay.
Lost the forward status. Number 5 in Dream Team for me, though. Average 110 in Dream Team. 106 average in Supercoach.
5, 13 for Dream Team. Supercoach. 5 for Dream Team as well.
Okay, so so we're around apart in Supercoach. Explain why you like Swanee so much.
Just gets it done.
Yep.
He had that injured year.
Yeah.
That affected him last year. Back to his best in the guts.
Yep.
Love it.
Yep. I have him at 23, and I feel like that's a pretty good spot because there's guys I want in front of him, but I could certainly see him being a mid two. I've got no issue with that. And I think everyone's saying Swanee's going to go forward. I think it's a bit overblown.
Well, especially if they've said side bottom's going forward. I mean, Swanee's still in the guts.
If they want to win games, Swanee's going to be on the ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think in the first half, they play really tough games. And if they're going to want to win them,
they need that big body in there.
You need your best players there, and that's Dane Swan.
Yep.
Okay, so number 24. Okay, so just going over that again, sorry. We both have him at number 5 in Dream Team.
That's correct.
Okay, so he's huge in Dream Team for us. 23, though, for me in Supercoach, and 13 for Jono in Supercoach rankings. Number 24, I've got Travis Boak. Finished as a mid-3 in both forms. I know Jono doesn't like Travis Boak, but I've got him at 33 in Dream Team, but 24 in Supercoach. Explain why he's not on your list.
Oh, he's on my list, but he's at 46 for Supercoach. And for Dream Team, there's players you like and players you don't like, and I don't like Travis Boak. He teases a lot, he promises to go big all the time, but just doesn't deliver for me. And I know he plays every game, but I just don't like him.
Okay. Yeah, well, like we've said, if you don't like a player, don't draft him, because the last thing you want is him to wind up in your team and
regretting it and abusing and throwing stuff at your TV.
That's right. It's much more fun for him to be in your opponent's team and look at him go for 140 and you can swear at the opponent, "Oh, Travis Boak, how'd he do that?"
Yeah, and then you make a horrible trade offer for him.
Yeah.
And then he goes back to pumping out crap.
Yeah, and then that player makes a meme and puts it on your Facebook group in your draft league and you regret your life's choices.
Yes.
Okay, so 25, I've got Jack McRae from the Bulldogs. I've got him at 12, though, in Dream Team.
26, Supercoach, and again, same as you for Dream Team. The ultimate accumulator, as I like to call him.
Yeah.
I would like to see him do a little bit more, actually.
I think he can.
I think he can, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I just saw on Twitter today, they went on the Bulldog Peloton bike ride, so getting a bit more mileage in the league. I don't know how that's footy relevant, but
okay, that's different muscles.
Different muscles, yeah. Get those quads and thighs going.
Yeah, I like Jack McRae because he sort of had a... He played 20 games. He had a little bit of a sluggish start.
Yes.
And I think if you can erase that, his average probably goes up a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for a third-year player, that's 2 years in a row, he's gone over 100 in Dream Team. That's fantastic.
Yeah, he just smashed it right off day dot, basically.
Okay, so 26, I've got Ollie Wines in my Supercoach rankings. I have him at 45, though, in Dream Team.
Okay, so I've got him at 36 for Supercoach, and I didn't even look at him for Dream Team.
Yeah, okay.
Just, yeah, there's injuries, there's contract talks now, so that's always a big red flag right there in terms of performance, unless you're Patrick Dangerfield.
But okay. Yeah. I don't mind Ollie Wines. I think he bounces back. I'll take him as a mid-3.
Oh, I still have a mid-3, but... No, sorry, mid-4 I do. But yeah.
Okay, we're a little bit different there, that's fine.
Yep.
Okay, so the next player I got, 27 Supercoach, number 4 in Dream Team. Wow, that's a big difference. Jordan Lewis.
Okay, bit of a difference here. 37 in Supercoach for me, but pretty close. Number 3 in Dream Team.
Wow, that's even bigger. I felt pretty special with that difference. So I've got him 10 spots higher in Supercoach. Had the 103 average last year, 110 average in Dream Team. Those are elite numbers.
Yep.
Why do you like him around lower than me?
He's just a bit of a flash in the pan for me. Like, it's taken him 10 years to get to this sort of average, and I've never really liked the bloke either. But
I don't like him either.
But for Dream Team, oh, he's a god, basically. Just racks him up.
Yeah.
In Dream Team. And gets the job done, but Supercoach never really appealed to me too much. I suppose, I don't know, he used to play that forward role and into the midfield. Now it's kind of swapped around where he's playing more mid-forward, but No, I've just never really liked the bloke, and not for me.
Okay. So, 28. I got Dylan Scheel, but number 44 for Dream Team.
Yeah, much higher than this year, number 21 in Supercoach.
Okay.
And, yeah, a bit lower for Dream Team in the
Forward. Man, he had some monster games.
Yeah, before he got injured, he was well on track for his best year, 14 games, but training the house down, just love it.
Yeah.
I think he's one of those GWS players that's going to take those Treloar points.
Yep. So he was taking points when Treloar was there. He's a gun.
So he's going to take even more points.
Yeah. 29, I've got Lachie Neal from Fremantle. 22 games, really broke out last year. Averaged over 100 in both forms. Finished 13 in Supercoach overall, 14 in Dream Team overall. That's elite numbers.
Yeah, I bumped him up this year based on that fact. He's young. He's had a breakout year. Number 22 for me, 14 for Dream Team.
Yeah, I had him 20 in Dream Team.
Okay.
So I still think the volume's there.
Yep.
But just a little bit lower in Supercoach.
But still a mid Supercoach.
No, three.
Mid three, apologies.
Yeah, just other guys are a bit more effective for mine.
Yep.
Number 30, though. We're at Tom Liberatore in Supercoach, number 40 in Dream Team.
Okay, 23 in Supercoach for me, and just slid into the 50 for me.
Yeah, he's not really a big accumulator. I know he gets sort of low 20 possessions.
Yeah.
I just wonder if he's going to get as many.
Yeah, it's an interesting one with Liber, because he hasn't played under Beveridge before, and he gets his points from those tackles and those clearances. In the midfield, but so it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah,
how he goes this year.
I'm pretty high on him because I think he's a good player. But
oh, certainly.
I think he's a must for salary cap.
Yep, 350,000 in salary cap.
And yeah,
110 average in 2014, 98.
Yeah, I'm probably just not. There's just guys I like more than him in my draft order. That's all.
Yep,
but certainly very salary cap. Relevant.
Oh, for sure.
And it'll be one of the more highly owned mids, I'm sure.
Certainly will be.
31 for Supercoach, 34 in Dream Team. I've got the captain of Carlton still, Mark Murphy.
Still Mark Murphy. 32 in Supercoach for me. Don't like him in Dream Team at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Just
any particular reason?
I just think with Carlton being so poor, they don't get as
many possessions, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can understand that. For mine, he's just been in a... He's been in a crap team forever.
Yeah.
It's not like Carlton was setting the world on fire. They finished last, man.
I know, but yeah, it's just that's purely the fact. And he's misses a couple of games here and there.
I like him. I think Gibbs is going to really have a bounce back year this year.
I think so.
Cripps has emerged. I think he's got a little bit more help in the midfield. I think his numbers are fine.
They'll jump back up.
Well, I think if he keeps doing the same, then he's okay. I mean, he has the scope to go more.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to fall off the cliff.
Oh, no, he's still in age. So.
Yeah, I think if he's in mid-four, you're probably pretty happy about that, to be honest.
Yeah.
And if you went midfield as heavy, you could get him as your fifth midfielder even.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, there's that. 32, we've got Dion Prestia.
Human meatball.
Yep.
Got him at number 28 in Supercoach.
Yeah.
And mid-four. So, in that 40s bracket... In Dream Team.
So that's a mid-five.
Mid-five, sorry.
Yeah, I got him at 46, so he's a mid-five for me as well.
Yeah.
Not an accumulator, but a very contested player, so great for Supercoach. Coming off the leg...
He's running well, he's...
Yeah, I just...
Joining the group after Christmas, main training group after Christmas, ticking all the boxes, as they say.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, this time last year, he'd probably be taking a round or two even earlier.
Yeah.
So that's the drop for me, is I don't think the volume's going to be there. But that's just me.
I mean, where'd you have him set? Sorry?
I had him 32 and 46.
Okay, so four spots difference in Super.
So we're both seeing it the same way.
Yeah.
We know those guys coming off long-term leg injuries don't perform at their optimal best the next year.
Yeah, so three to four spots different. That's fine.
Number 33, I got... David Armitage really broke out last year. What a machine. What a great season. Number 19 in Dream Team scoring.
Yeah, got him 24 in Supercoach and 11th for Dream Team.
So you're a lot higher on... I mean, and probably rightly so, you're a lot higher on David Armitage than I am.
Yeah, I mean, watching him play, I mean, his disposal's can be pretty poor, but
yeah,
he accumulates.
Yeah.
So purely that's why I've grabbed him that high.
Yeah, well, I got him a lot higher in Dream Team for that fact as well. Just have doubts whether he can do it again.
In the prime, 27 years of age.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you said the same thing about Jordan Lewis. He's done it once. David Armitage took a long time to do it as well.
Yeah. I like Armitage better than Lewis.
That's easy. You know what this is? Jono had David Armitage in our league last year, so I feel like there's a little bit of sentimentality.
As a bench player.
Yeah, he drafted him as a bench player. That's where he was last year, so there's a bit of sentimentality factor for those people out
there. Yeah, there is.
That's fine. And that's fine. That happens sometimes. But number 34, I've got no sentimentality for this person. That is Trent Cotchin.
Yeah, where'd you have him in Dream Team?
I had him 50.
Okay, I had him 39 in Supercoach and didn't even rank in Dream Team.
So he's we're doing top 50. He's my last Dream Team ranked player.
Okay, Brent Stanton, I thought he would have had there 50. Oh, Dream Team, sorry.
If you're getting Brent Stanton 50 in Dream Team, you're winning your league. I got 34. He's obviously a lot better at Supercoach. Not a massive accumulator, so when he accumulates it, he goes off the charts.
Yeah, unfortunately, he doesn't play Hawthorn each week.
Well, he doesn't. Yeah, well, he plays Carlton, who decides to run like three men through him and keeps the numbers down. We know he can score well, but just gets. He's a little bit like Boak. He just gets taken out of games too easily.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So number 35, I've got Master Accumulator himself, Andrew Gaff. Andrew. 35 for Supercoach. 17 in Dream Team.
Wow, I had him 27 in Supercoach, and same for Dream Team.
Same for Dream Team. He finished as the number 7th overall midfielder in Dream Team last year.
I just liked a lot of other players better in Dream Team.
Yeah, he averaged 103 in Supercoach last year, 104 in Dream Team, played every game, and you love that, don't you?
Yeah, that's what you're looking at.
So I think in a great team, he's an elite runner, we know that.
Still young.
Yeah,
probably can improve a little bit too.
Well, I think he maintains in Dream Team. Really, injuries are the thing that sort of vaulted him into there, and he played every game.
Yeah. Does Redden take anything off him?
Nope.
Nope. There you go.
Jetta? No. Oh, yeah. No, I don't think so.
Other side of the ground, different.
Yeah. Gaff's a gun, man.
Yeah.
36 in Supercoach. I've got Luke Hodge. 27, though, in Dream Team.
29 in Supercoach, 43 in Dream Team.
Okay. Yeah, he really... That was a really good Dream Team year
just
for
a flash
him.
In the pan, I think, and...
But he's a gun Supercoacher.
Oh, gun Supercoacher, but flash in the pan for Dream Team, I think, and...
Yeah.
Likes to box on with people and get himself rubbed out.
Glug, glug, vroom, vroom, Hodge.
And there's also that, too.
Yeah, what a leader, people. What a leader.
Do him and Jentsch go to the same AA meetings?
Oh, God. Hodgie. Yeah. I actually hate Luke Hodge, man. I don't know. I don't think I'll even get him in my team. I know a lot of people love Luke Hodge.
Yeah, he's got that arrogance about him, doesn't he?
I don't know. We're probably losing some listeners right here.
But careful, don't say too much because, you know, he might start following us and come around and punch you too.
Well, he might run me over. number 37, I've got Brandon Ellis. Played every game again. I got him 22 though in Dream Team. Real super elite runner.
Yep, ultimate accumulator. Got him number 40 in Supercoach. About the same in Dream Team too. Just picks him up.
40 in Dream Team?
Yeah.
What do you mean the same as me?
Yeah.
Okay, so about 22. I got him 22. Sorry. Finished as number 10 midfielder overall.
Yeah, I was looking at the
points
wrong,
in Dream Team. Yeah. So, we both like Brandon Ellis, but more so for Dream Team.
Yep.
38. I've got old man Scott Thompson. 41 in Dream Team. Average 103 in Supercoach, 97 in Dream Team. Around the 50 overall for both games.
Yeah, 47 in Supercoach for me, 49, 48 for Dream Team to me.
So we're about a round apart. Obviously, I'm a little bit more bullish on Scott Thompson. Just the age?
Just the age, yep.
39, I got Jack Redden, moved over to West Coast, 95 average in Supercoach, 97 in Dream Team. One of his worst years for about 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, didn't have him on my radar, just fell through the cracks. Cracks for me. That was not craps, that was cracks.
I got him at 35 in Dream Team. A little bit better Dream Team player. Has gone big in Dream Team.
Yep.
We know that. But for me, I'm just... A lot of the preseason hype's been on Jack Redden. I'm not completely sold.
I lie. I do have him in my team at 35.
Oh, Christ almighty.
That's what happens when I'm on holidays. I just turn off.
Where's the professionalism? There's no holiday from fantasy football.
That is true.
Yeah. All right. So I had him 39 Supercoach, 35 Dream Team. Jono was...
The same.
The same. Okay.
Oh, but 35 for Supercoach.
Okay. So number 40, this is the end of my mid fours for Supercoach, Patrick Cripps.
Not on my list.
Not on your list. He's not on my list for Dream Team, but I think he's a stud for Supercoach this year.
Yeah, I've got my doubts about him. Like, third year in a crap team. I know he's a gun of a player, but
he finds his own ball.
I know that, but I like other people better than higher than him.
Okay. Well, we got Tom Rockliffe. He's in a crap team.
Yeah, but he's a gun.
We got Jack Stephen and David Armiger in a crap team.
Slightly better crap team, if that makes sense.
Slightly better crap team. I like Patrick Cripps. I think he's an emerging superstar. I think he'll take it on and...
Take another step up.
Yeah, I think he'll go over 100 this year in Supercoach. But like I said, I don't have him in Dream Team. Yep. Well, I shouldn't say he will. But he's got the potential more than some of these other guys for me to do that.
Yep.
So he's got the scope. 41, Anthony Miles from Richmond. 22 games last year, 97 average Supercoach, 87 average Dream Team. Don't have him on my Dream Team board.
43 in Supercoach, nothing for Dream Team.
Okay, so we're pretty similar on him.
Yep.
42, Kieran Jack.
Same with Jono.
And 36 in Dream Team.
Yeah, slightly down at 44.
Played every game. I kind of like that when we're getting into this mid-five bracket. You're either taking a real upside guy or a real steady guy to sort of back your other guys up.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think Kieran Jack's going to fall off the cliff. He finished as a 26th overall player in both forms.
Yep, in the leadership group.
The captain.
Captain. Of the leadership group.
Yeah, the captain's generally in the leadership group. Number 43, I got Luke Shuey from West Coast. Played every game last year. I got him at 42 in Dream Team.
44, Supercoach 49.
Okay, so pretty similar. Just he's great in the sense that when he goes big, he can help win your team a week, but yeah, he can go missing a little bit.
Still want to see a little bit more from him too, being so young. I'd like to hope he has a bit more upside to push over that 100 average.
Yeah, well, he's one of those guys, like we just talked about, instead of Kieran Jack, who we know sort of where he is and what he's going to do, I think Luke Shuey has the room to improve a little bit more.
Yep.
Okay, so number 44, I got Nathan Jones for Supercoach, got 44. Not on my Dream Team board.
41 for Supercoach, not on my board as well. Played every game with just about a broken neck, which was awesome.
Battled through, which was pretty impressive.
Yeah, numbers dropped slightly, and I think with the emerging talent of Viney, Brayshaw, Dom Tyson to an extent, he can go back close to that 100 average.
Yeah, he can. And yeah, I like Nate Jones to bounce back a little bit. Maybe not to those dizzying heights that he was 2 years ago, but...
No, but to that 100 average, as an M5 would be brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
45, I've got Pierce Hanley. I only played the 11 games last year. Got him at 49 for Dream Team.
45 for Supercoach, not for me in Dream Team.
Okay. Yeah, I think Hanley's a fine pick. We've seen him go massive in Supercoach before.
We have.
So he's a bit of a smoky.
Yep.
Maybe even a point of difference for your salary cap games, because I think he can outperform those numbers.
Oh, he's been done before.
46, I got Job Watson. 47 in Dream Team.
Don't like the jab at all. Burn man. You're a burn man, Job. I hate you.
Yeah, it was hard to feel some love for Joe because he missed so many games over the last few years. But I guess when I'm talking about my mid-fives, we talk about these guys with his upside, and he does have the upside. We've seen him go big even last season before it looked like...
In the 12 games he played?
10.
Well, close enough.
Yeah, no, he had some good games. He had some absolute stinkers.
Yep. But I suppose he had a lot on his mind.
Yeah.
And a lot in his body, too. Oh! Bad joke of the podcast.
Number 47, I got Hamish Hartlett, played every game last year. Really good year for Hamish Hartlett. Finished 19 overall points in Supercoach, 21 overall in Dream Team. I got him 48th ranked player in my Dream Team list.
Okay, I had him 34 in Supercoach.
So I had him at 47, so you've got him a full round ahead of me.
Full round ahead, and in the M5s for Dream Team.
Okay, what is it about Hamish Hartlett that
just
has that
nice consistent average of 100, which is what I like for an M4. Like,
yep,
just nothing special, just gets it done.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. 48, I got Ryan Griffin. I'm looking for a big bounce back from Ryan Griffin.
Did you get spine surgery and find it?
Oh, come on, come on! Your Bulldogs hate, you know, love is showing through. I didn't have him on my Dream Team board. He's not really a big Dream Team player.
I didn't even have him for Supercoach.
Okay, so this is why I compare Ryan Griffin to. I'm going to compare him to Heath Shaw right now, in that Heath Shaw's first year at
GWS
wasn't the knock it out of the park year that we saw this year. I think Ryan Griffin, he seems like a kind of a little bit introverted.
Yeah.
Yep. He is. So I think maybe second year at the Bulldogs, he can get back to 100.
Close to 100 average.
Well, 100, maybe even 100, low hundreds.
Yep.
Might not happen, but with the emergence of Treloar, we know the opportunity's there for a midfielder to step up. I think Ryan Griffin can do it. Hey?
The exit of Treloar.
Did I say addition?
You said emergence.
Oh, emergence. The exit of Treloar.
We can edit this stuff out, people.
I'm going to leave it in just because it makes it seem real. Yeah, I think with Treloar gone, people. Yeah, Ryan Griffin can find some of that ball and get back to. We know he's a classy player when he's on.
Yeah.
49. I got Bryce Gibbs, who no one likes.
No.
I think Bryce Gibbs is going to crush it this year and piss people off in the process.
Smashing it in the gym.
Yeah, I like Bryce Gibbs as a player. I think he's a proud man. I think with Judd gone, he's really going to come out of his... Well, I mean, he's been good before, but I think he's really going to blow it up this year in the midfield.
Lay some more awesome chicken wing tackles again.
I don't care if he does.
Okay, then he ain't
playing. As long as he doesn't get rubbed out, he can do what he wants. No, I like Bryce Gibbs, and I think he's going to smash it.
Yeah, a little smoky. I hope. Hoping you didn't mention him as... I was going to mention him as a slider later on.
Yeah. Slider?
A sleeper, sorry.
Sleeper. There you go. Sliders. Man, now I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Number 50 in Supercoach, but number 18 in Dream Team, I got Brent Stanton.
Okay. Over 48 Supercoach, 10 for Dream Team.
Okay. He finishes the fifth midfielder overall in Dream Team points last year, so...
18th in Supercoach.
Yep. So, great year for Brent Stanton. Yep. Average 107 Dream Team, 101...
Supercoach.
Quality
pick, but unsexy.
Unsexy, but he still finds the ball even in what was a pretty bad midfield at times last year.
And he was actually playing a little bit in the back line too.
But he kicked goals as well. He played everywhere.
He's an elite runner. He just, endurance-wise, he just runs all day.
Yeah. So
and finds the pill.
So I like Brent Stanton there. So we've obviously got some players that didn't make the cut in my Supercoach rankings, but they certainly made my Dream Team list. So we're just going to run through them quickly, and then we can get onto Jono's points of difference to mine, mine rankings.
Yep, we've got a couple here.
Yep. So my highest ranked Dream Team player that didn't make the list is Brad Ebert from Port. I got him ranked 30.
Yep.
Last 4 years, averaged at least 98, played every game. You love that consistency, don't you?
Very unassuming player. Didn't even have him on any of my list. There you go.
Yep. 31, I got Taylor Adams from Collingwood. We know.
Well, you've rated him higher than me. That's a Supercoach or a Dream Team?
No, he's not on my Supercoach rankings. Okay. These are just the Dream Team only.
Yep.
Showed last year, really good tackler, good inside player, finds a stack of the ball. I don't think that's going to go away because he's terrible when he gets the ball, so they're not going to put him forward. Or let's pray that Bucks doesn't put him forward. Everyone, all together.
Collingwood would not kick goals in. I had him 15 in Supercoach and round mid-4 for Dream Team.
Okay. 32 for Dream Team, Brendan Goddard.
Okay. I had him 38 in Supercoach and about 38, 39 for Dream Team.
Okay. So you've got... I mean, he's not on my Supercoach list. What do you like about Brendan Goddard this year?
Call it a hunch. I just think he's going to play that midfield forward role again like he did, but because he's got such a great kick on him. So he's going to be kicking inside 50 to their forwards there. Just like a hunch pick for me, sort of thing.
Okay. Look, he's pretty consistent. He doesn't miss games.
No.
He generally averages about 100 in everything.
I mean, if they gave points for finger pointing, he'd be your number one pick.
Oh, man, he looks like he's going to blow up at points. So the next player I got on my dream team list that wasn't Supercoach relevant for me was Liam Shields at 37.
Yeah, very hard for me. I like the guy, but just the injury. The injury concerns for me. Where'd you say you had him?
37 for dream team.
Okay, so that's an M4. Yeah, I like that as a pick.
He tackles a lot. He finds the ball.
Yep.
Hawks like him, so.
Yeah, I like him, and I think he might get a bit more midfield time as well.
Well, I mean, speculative, because if he doesn't get injured, then, you know, he's going to blow it. It's sort of like Cyril last year. Everyone sort of expects Cyril to get injured. Well, if Shields doesn't get injured, then he's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
39, I got Liam Picken.
Very hard one to... I haven't picked him in anything, just purely the fact, where does he play?
I think he's just going to sit on a wing, run up and down and rack up touches.
Yeah, defense.
But not to the number that he did last year.
Yeah, even play that defensive forward, because he can jag a couple of goals here and there as well.
Yeah, I think he was great last year.
Yep.
But obviously a bit of a point of difference. And the final player that I had ranked in Dream Team but not Supercoach, Isaac Smith at 43 from the Hawks. Just runs all day. I think the sub rule helps him.
Yep. Just a solid pick.
Average is good anyway, so that's fine.
Yeah.
And so some of the players, Jono, who did you... Obviously, we're not going to have all the same players. That's the beauty of draft.
No.
Who did you have on your Supercoach list that I missed?
Steve Coniglio from GWS.
Yep.
Only played the 18 games last year, but I think with Treloar exiting the team, he steps in and gets more of that pill. 91 average in Supercoach, 90 in Dream Team. Can see that bumping up to a 95-plus average.
Okay.
Just like the way he goes about it.
Yeah.
Number
3 pick, obviously got some mad skills.
Yeah, the only question is he does miss those games.
Yeah.
So, but I like him as a quality pick and can see him stepping up.
Yeah.
And also Stephen Hill, I had at number 49 in Supercoach, just gets the job done.
Oh, he's a quality Supercoach player.
Yeah, knows what you're going to get.
Well, you don't, actually. That's one of the problems I have with Steve Hill, is he goes 130, 60, you know.
Yeah, but he still gets a 95 and 91 average, so
yeah,
you know what you're going to get.
Yeah, you know what you're going to get at the end of the year. You don't know what you're going to get week to week.
No, that is true. I think that was just about it for all my players.
Was there anyone you found tough to leave off your lists?
Leave off my list?
Yeah. Anyone you had to cut that you didn't quite feel great about it?
Oh, you put me under pressure here. I'd have to...
You can't remember, can you?
No, I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, especially with
Jack Viney.
Jack Viney was one I really
Caddy?
Liked.
Did you like Caddy?
He kept sliding for me.
Yeah.
I want him in there, but I couldn't pick him in there. I can see him playing as that third midfielder behind Selwood and Dangerfield this year.
Yeah.
He's still going to get the points, kick a few goals, but found it very hard... Especially in the top 50 list.
I found it hard to leave Mitch Duncan out. I want to believe, but I don't.
Again, the same. I see him, again, taking the brunt like a Guthrie.
Yeah, okay.
And just the injuries.
The injuries for me are the thing.
Yeah.
So just if anyone's heard our rankings and have gone, well, why didn't you put
this player,
X player or so in? If they're a dual position player, we're not taking them as a midfielder. We're going to draft them as a defender or a forward. As you would,
yeah,
I assume.
I mean, Lee Montagna averages 108 in Supercoach as a midfielder.
He's clearly going to be in our top 50.
But he's a mid forward this year, people. He is top 5 forward for me. Easily.
Yeah, exactly.
Easily.
So he's not like, if he was playing, I think before we saw the rankings, I had him ranked as a low end mid 3.
Yeah, I was about the same. Yeah.
So, but he's not going to go 30. You know,
in your midfield, no,
because he's got that forward status, he's going to go a lot higher in your draft.
And same with your Michael Barlow, like,
yeah,
I think Steve didn't even have him in his midfield list when we were first talking about him.
No, I had him at 40 as a midfielder in Dream Team, but not at Supercoach. But now he's right up,
yeah. So, yeah, just don't crack it too much at us.
But if you want to question any of our rankings, please hit us up on the Twitter, which is at
The Draft Doctors on Twitter, or head over to facebook.com/ The Draft Doctors, or if you really want to have a bitch about us, hit us up on the email, thedraftdoctors@gmail.com. that wraps up the midfield madness for this week. I hope you had a great Christmas. And coming up next week, we will be talking defenders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should be an interesting show, I would think.
Yeah, well, it's another one of those positions like the forwards where the positions have changed around.
Yeah, so looking forward to it, actually.
Yeah, in the new year.
In the new year.
And the season's closer and closer.
Only a couple of weeks away from there. All right, thank you very much, and thanks for listening. See you next time.